Okay, hello, Tyler Bryden here. Let's cut to it. Today I'm talking about this Hyper early stage founder program. And the reason why I'm talking about it, as time of this recording, there is a deadline due tomorrow. People can put in an application. Typically this is for seed and series A companies. Right now they're doing an investment, 300,000, 4-week program, and they're taking 5% for that 300,000 investment. What's interesting, the connection, the backed by Sequoia, Anderson Horowitz, obviously huge names in venture capital. They are backing this fund and allowing the leadership team who are investing in these companies, mentoring them, guiding them to have some sort of free rein in building some of the strongest companies and the strongest founders out of this program. Obviously, lots of accelerators popping up, lots of different incubators. I'm not sure exactly what they're classifying it as, but some interesting pieces here. And one of those interesting parts is that it's a strong connection to Product Hunt. So there's a couple of people of Product Hunt on the team there, and it looks like they're sort of guided by this Product Hunt Association. So one of the main reasons why companies are successful in an early stage is that they have a distribution channel to get users, to get customers, and Product Hunt has obviously been a big driver for that. So there is sort of a sister company to Product Hunt. And during this sort of program, which is only 4 weeks, a very short timeline, if we look at Y Combinator, it's 3 months, 500 startups, it's 3 months, et cetera, they are. And even here it says 8-week funder program, but it looks like it's actually dropped to just 4 weeks. They're trying to use an exclusive Product Hunt launch. And the piece here is that it's supposed to remain a neutral platform, but still, as you release your product, as you go through this program, one of the big pieces there is obviously the demo day. And then they've added on is this Product Hunt launch. And Product Hunt has been a launching pad for many, many companies to get feedback, to get these customers, and also to build credibility that you are a talented, high-quality startup with ambition and capabilities to move forward. So really fascinating. A couple pieces that are just coming from this article is that this article was written in July 2021. And you can see by some of the messaging here about sort of the access to capital, how easy it is, how cheap capital is today. And obviously, since this article has been written, there's been a lot of changes in the market. And so while there hasn't been any seemingly updates on the Hyper platform on the website, it does seem like we are shifting into a new environment after this sort of new release, or after sort of this release of this program, after this launch publicly. And that is even sort of indicated by, I would say, some of the people who are on the leadership team. So Shahed Khan, previously the co-founder of Loom, sort of a darling child of venture capital, in the last few weeks has laid off people on their team among a wave of layoffs. So even a company in hyper growth, well-funded, again, venture VCs love, amazing product usage stats, product-led growth, laying people off, and things are changing in the environment that it is. So we don't know what the downstream effects of these programs are. It seems like the capital is allocated. It seems like they're continuing with this program, but it is interesting to follow and see that the environment has shifted so drastically since this was first announced. So I'm gonna hop off the screen sharing for a second and just give you a little idea of what this application actually looks like. And they break it into, what's nice is they do have sort of like a dedicated portal where you're filling in details if you're going to put an application in. As I'm recording this, it is June 7th, 2022. The deadline is tomorrow, June 8th. And they break it into company, founders, product and idea, traction and distribution, market, equity. There's some additional comments, and then you can review and submit. So like many of these sort of accelerator incubator programs, you can then, you're supposed to record a 1 to 2 minute video. This is very common from YC, from all these other sort of programs where they want to see sort of an unrehearsed, at least 1 minute of you. And if you have co-founders, sort of sharing a little bit about your company, what you do, who you are, why you're the right person for this team, and why is this such an interesting problem to solve. So there is this idea of founders. What I will say is interesting is that they ask for your LinkedIn information, but then ask you to also manually input. I think, as a company who has gone through and put in applications, whether it's grants and accelerators, incubators. This is part of the process, but I do think there's more capabilities to streamline this process. And I think there are already some platforms, F6S, for example, that are helping you automatically. If you answer a question that is the same question as another accelerator, you have that document, and then you can sort of streamline the application process. I think in general, as you are applying for programs like this, keep it in a Google Doc, and then if you find that you are going to go to another application and that they're asking the same questions, I do think it's worthwhile to keep that. You can copy and paste, make some edits, make some updates. Generally, I think if you are finding that there's low success on the answers that you've given, then you may have to adjust on an ongoing basis. And if you're not getting any interest, not getting any feedback, there's no touch points, most likely your answers weren't sufficient enough to attract attention to prove that you are an exceptional an exceptional team, an exceptional founder, an exceptional product. And so you might need to change that narrative so that it fits more of what they're looking for. And you can see in even some of these programs, they're focused on specific verticals, specific industries, et cetera, et cetera. So asking about product idea, what your company does, what category it applies to, what you're building, how does it work, and what does your team know about the world that makes you want to build this company, then who is your target user and why do they need your product? So really focus on that idea of need, obviously crucial when this program was first started in July 2021, but now even more so today as we enter a different kind of market. Traction and distribution, so what stage, they category that into idea, prototype, closed beta, pre-launch, and post-launch, and then what major events, if any, have contributed to a noticeable shift in your metrics. So this is really interesting, allows you to have a moment to reflect on what's accelerating your growth. In this case, many of these answers are capped, 500 characters, et cetera, giving you a sort of shortened, condensed version of the answer. So make those answers punchy, make them clean, try to do your best you can to be precise with those answers and make sure that they're high value. If you have a prototype, share it, business model. So there is this idea of B2B, D2C, B2B to C, or others asking for revenue over the last 6 months, user counts. If you have revenue, or what metric are you using for growth, and how do you plan to acquire and grow customers? So obviously focused on this sort of marketing piece, and that seeing that you have the capacity to at least begin this process if you're at the early stage, or if you have released a product, that you know what you're doing, you're measuring things for success, and then you're using those metrics to grow, improve, and continue to build a business that is valuable and hopefully generating good revenue that has a chance to move towards profitability or break even in the near future. So market perspective, competitors, how are you going to win against them? Why are you building this now? What will the market look like in the future? And what will the world look like if your company succeeds? And then what are the biggest challenges and risks? So that's another big question that generally, if you think about pitch decks, if you think about the questions that investors are generally interested in, market is a huge one. If there's a massive market, the chance that even you get a percentage of that market, that could be a big business. So if your market is too small, maybe you have a good business on your hand, but maybe it's not going to be a VC-backed business. So those are some things to think about in that regard. And then the founders plan to split ownership? So if you have incorporation, you've split this ownership. What is that breakdown? Year of incorporation, have you raised money? So that's obviously another signal for them that have you raised money? If so, how much? Who are these people who have helped you raise, or who are these investors? That can be a big classifier. And then one of the other pieces that they ask is sort of who have you participated in any other startup programs? So of course, there are many accelerators around here in the world today, continuing to grow, some good, some credible, some not. For us, we've been lucky to be part of the DMC program here in Toronto, and then also the Amazon Alexa Accelerator program out of Waterloo. And lastly, it gives you a moment to do sort of additional comments, anything else they should know, how did you hear about Hyper? So this is another chance, if you have a referral, if you have any connections, leverage that the best you can and make sure that you are, again, providing punchy answers on all of that. So no point in putting in information if it's not adding to it, it's not, you know, it's not contributing to your strength of an application. I'll hop through, just take a quick look at a couple of these other links here, then we'll wrap this up. If you are applying, you've got some work to do very quickly, but it seems like as long as the entire market doesn't collapse, that they're going to have other seasons, as they're calling it, moving forward. Yeah, 4 weeks, so you can see application, pretty tight turnaround timeline on the founder program, launch and funding support, and then beyond there is sort of this strength around the community that they're building, which has obviously been a big part of YC, Techstars, and 500 Startups. So no multi-pages on the site. It's pretty clean. It's pretty clear. These are all sort of, you know, hashtag IDs that you're jumping around to. You can check it out. I do like that they have nice pictures of everyone. You can link. You can see everyone on LinkedIn. You can give them a follow. These people are all worth following. I think I automatically unfollowed a bunch of people on Twitter. So now I'm sort of regrouping and connecting it. That's the other part on the application, AZ16, just so you see. And I'll dump this all into resources along with this video. Sequoia, A16Z, huge cryptocurrency fund recently, I think $4.5 billion. And Jason Kalkanakis talks about the sort of fundamental metrics or the numbers to think about for them to get the return. So really interesting on what they're going into. And then also you can see sort of this connection with Product Hunt, which I think is worthwhile. And I've had friends who have launched on Product Hunt successfully, other ones who have not. It really depends on the timing, the work that you've done pre to create that launch, and then the deals, the offers, and everything that you have put together to make that sure that's a valuable offer for the Product Hunt community. So I definitely do think this is an interesting program, worthwhile to submit if you're, you know, a company looking to gain investment, looking to get some credibility. So obviously some amazing connections here. If you have some of those, it's sort of check marks, I would say, the technical, non-technical founder. Ideally, you know, maybe you've got a Stanford background or something like that. You've got a product that's live and it's growing with some good month-over-month growth. You have a large market. Maybe there's some history there. I do think that this is worthwhile, and at $300K for 5%, pretty good deal overall, especially in terms of the environment that you're in now. I think this program does have some credibility because of the people who are backing it, with Horowitz and Sequoia, as well as some great people who are leading the program from Loom and Product Hunt and everything there. So I wanted to share that today. I think one of the things I'm looking forward to is sharing some more of the accelerator programs, the funding programs that are available to founders. And one thing I've noticed is that there are a lot of founders following sort of the content that I'm sharing on LinkedIn, as well as that's been some of the search traffic that I've seen come in through the YouTube channel where I'm populating this video. So if you have any other questions or any other things that you're interested in, feel encouraged to send me a note. I'm Tyler Bryden here. If you're on YouTube, please feel encouraged to like and subscribe. Otherwise, with you know, always taking feedback, always learning, trying to make better videos. I know that I'm not doing any fancy editing or anything like that, but I'm working to see, you know, how can I do this better, jumping into the content right away, trying to create more value. And I hope that you're enjoying this. I hope that you're seeing the evolution and finding some value and insights out of this. So thank you so much. It's been Tyler Bryden. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.